This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. I certainly am. We are here broadcasting from the studios right here on the EWTN campus in Irondale, Alabama this morning. It is Monthly Marriage Monday. My husband, Jack Williams, is joining me. Those of you out there on social media can see him getting himself ready. And we're inviting you to give us a call at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here.
Sorry, I'm late.
Honestly, that was more for me than it was for all of you. I'm just saying. And we'll be talking about that a little bit in Monthly Marriage Monday, but other things as well right here on Women of Grace Live, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here. We love to have holy conversation with you. We love, love, love to talk with you about those things most important to your life. And what could that be but your view towards eternal life? Also available for you, as I mentioned, out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply go on out there. Use the chat feature there to put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, and we'll be sure to retrieve it. Not only is today Monthly Marriage Monday, but today is also March 4th. Where are you going, Jack? Where are you going? Oh, well, anyway, all of that being said, it is March the 4th, and guess what's going on March the 4th? Our book study is beginning today, and we are inviting you to join us for the Women of Grace Seasons of the Soul book study. Now, Seasons of the Soul was written by Blessed Conchita Concepcion Cabrera de Armida. And what a wonderful, wonderful book this is. It takes you through the spiritual life by comparing the seasons of the spiritual life to the seasons of the year. Sue Brinkman is leading it. It begins today. It runs until March 25th. It's not a big book, but I'll tell you what, it packs a powerful punch when it comes to spiritual insight and consideration for you in your walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. It begins this evening, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and ends at 8:30 p.m. If you haven't signed up, you can still sign up, and we'll get the book to you. Now, we can't get the book to you by tonight, but we can get the book to you. And that being said, I know that you are going to truly, truly benefit by this book study. I'm very excited about it myself. All of that going on beginning this evening. So please get out there and consider joining us. 833-288-EWTN is the way you join us online here. But going out to womenofgrace.com and registering for the book study is the way that you can take care of that business. Also want to remind you that on April the 15th, we are beginning another book study. We're doing sort of like a trifecta of books for your spiritual life, which I think is a fun thing to do. The one that begins on April 15th is the book Icon of Trust. It's a beautiful book. I had the opportunity of interviewing its author, Father Slawomir Thredka, and I got to tell you, again, just volumes, opens up volumes for you in terms of your relationship with our Lord. So I'm inviting you to do that. Now, on April 22nd, I mean, here we are. It's March 4th already. April 22nd is really, really, really in the crosshairs. Our Benedicta Institute for Women spring week-long immersive course with Dr. Donald Wallenfang is beginning. It is Who is Woman? The Journey from Eve to Mary. It's an immersive course, and it is an in-person course, and it's taking place at Our Lady of Florida, a spiritual center there in North Palm Beach. I'm inviting you to join us for this. We have a couple of spots remaining, maybe like three or so remaining, and we would love for you to occupy those spots. So they're going to go fast, and so I'm encouraging you, if you're been thinking about this, you don't want to think for very much longer. You just want to dive in and join us for that beautiful event. So all of that information available for you out there at womenofgrace.com. Well, I am sitting here in studio with my husband, Jack Williams, you know, because you've heard him already. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am dandy. How are you?
Terrific.
That's good.
If I were any better, I'd be jealous of myself.
Well, there you have it. Well, Jack, you know, here it is. It's Monthly Marriage Monday. We're inviting all of you to call us with your questions about marriage or relationships, you know, anything that's in that kind of lane of question asking. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Or if you're outside of North America, country code 1205-271-2985. And of course, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page by using the chat feature.
You know, we have a person.
Yes.
We have a person that listens to Monthly Marriage Monday. And they never miss Monthly Marriage Monday because they always do the same thing. So I know it's the same person. They never miss Monthly Marriage Monday. And you know what they do?
What?
They wait until like 10 minutes left in the show to call with their question.
Is that what they do?
And then they don't get on the air.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
I know.
You feel badly about that, don't you?
Well, they do, so they have to call now.
Yeah, well, tell them.
Call now.
Yeah, there you go. Call now. Stack up those phone calls on our board here. We have Matthew Gubensky on the phones today and Michael McCall out there doing social media.
Sure.
Okay. That's what we've got going on here. We have Rich Jesse producing. We can see him through the window there. He's got all kinds of buttons and controls and lights and switches and, gee whizzikers, monitors here and there and everywhere. It's a very busy
they
little
don't,
place in
none
there.
None of those things do anything. It's just to entertain him during the hour.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Ah, well, it's very impressive. It looks very impressive.
Doesn't he look like he's on exhibit?
I see that he's very studiously ignoring us. That's what I see is happening in there.
Distracted is more like it, he said. Yeah, well, Rich Jesse, speaking of Monthly Marriage Monday, Rich Jesse took his lovely wife, Laura, Saturday night to her first hockey game.
Yes, he was telling me about that. He was going to do that, and then he briefly gave me some indication of the hockey game.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
I hope Rich doesn't mind. My takeaway from our whole conversation, aside from some guy breaking his ankle like 5 minutes in, it was that one of the ladies said, I don't know if it was Laura or her friend Brooke, I'm not sure which one, said, this isn't very Southern, is it? No gentility in that sport, right?
Yeah, well, and one of them said something to the effect of there's a lot of testosterone here or something. Yeah, Laura said, I think there's a lot of testosterone here. And there's a lot of testosterone at a hockey game.
There is.
You have to have a certain level just to step on the ice.
Well, you have to know. I mean, you could get a hockey puck, you know, thrown at you or something like that. But I only went to one hockey game and you took me. And it was very interesting. I enjoyed it. It was very cold in there. I just want to tell you, it was very cold in the stadium.
When the playing field is ice, that's generally a byproduct.
I know. It happens like that, right? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for one time. I'm glad I can say I did it. 833-288.
You got a hot dog out of the deal.
I did get a hot dog, and it was good. It was really good. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have holy conversation with you. It is Monthly Marriage Monday. I have my husband here with me, Jack Williams, and we want to talk with you. Please call us, 833-288-3986. It's toll free for you right here in North America, and we're coming right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Janet Wing. I see it. My dear husband is pointing. You know, I'm supposed to do like a little spots after every break. And
No, that's not true.
No, not true. What would you say?
After this break.
Oh, after this break, I'm supposed to do a spot. I always forget to do it. So Jack is here in studio with me today, as you know, because it's Monthly Marriage Monday. And like a good husband, he's pointing out what it is that I should do so that I can walk the straight and narrow path. at least through the course of this hour.
Your husband is helping you keep the general manager of radio happy.
It's a very good thing, too, since they're the same person. So let me just go on with this, and let me just share a few things with you. You know, one of the best things about EWTN is that you can take it with you everywhere you go. Did you know that? I don't know if you know that, but I want you to download the free EWTN app. It is a great app. It truly is. While you're at it, you can download the Women of Grace app, too. But the EWTN app provides you with all of the programming wherever you are. That means that you can watch television on your phone wherever you are. You can watch EWTN. You can listen to EWTN radio right on your phone anytime you want to. In addition to that, you can have all kinds of great Catholic resources at your fingertips. So the EWTN app, free for you, can go with you everywhere you go. And I encourage you to get it. I love it. I've got it on my phone, and you just will not realize what you've been missing until you get it. So go on out there and get it. We've got radio streams. We've got audio and video on demand. We've got EWTN news. We've got the program schedules up there for you. We've got prayers up there and devotionals. You can listen to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So just go out to EWTNapps.com. Oh, yes, you can listen to Women of Grace, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on television, and of course, right here at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday as well on radio. So EWTNapps.com is the way in which you can get that EWTN app, EWTNapps.com, or you can go to your app store. You don't have to buy it. It's just there for you to download.
Well, you do have to buy it, but you have to buy it for the low price of free.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, I guess you have to click the buy now.
Yeah, you have to download it.
Yeah, you have to download it. Well, yeah, I think
but
that they
free.
Understand. Yeah, I think that they get that. So anyway, here we are. It's Monthly Marriage Monday. We're looking forward to having you. Give us a call here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's toll free for you here in North America. Available for you outside of North America, too. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Additional to all of that, we're available to you via the EWTN Radio's EWTN Radio
YouTube channel and Facebook page.
Yes, thank you very much.
So if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook right now, you can type a question into the chat window, and Michael McCall may get it to us by the end of the program.
Yeah, there you go. We're excited about it. The phone line is lighting up. It's being answered by, you got me all discombobulated. Matthew Gubensky is answering the phones today, so we invite you to give us a call right here. Well, Jack, on the break, you said you had something you wanted to say.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have a lot of things I want to say.
Well, I know. Well, go ahead. I'm giving you an opportunity right now.
When we do these shows on Monthly Marriage Monday, there's a couple things that are pretty consistent. You know, one is that people will call in at the end of the show and not get on.
Yes.
We've talked about that already.
Yes.
But oftentimes, I would say 85 to 90% of the calls and questions that we get on Monthly Marriage Monday fall into the broad category of, I am on board with X, Y, or Z, but my spouse is not. How do I get them on board?
Okay.
Fair?
That's a fair enough question, yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's what a lot of things revolve around. So I wanted to talk a little bit with you, because we both have similar, different experiences, but they help, I think, with this overarching category. And that would be the fact that no matter what X, Y, or Z is that you don't think your spouse is up to speed on, right? The best way that you can move them closer to where you think Holy Mother Church and our Lord would have them be is to be the best disciple of Christ that you can be.
That's right.
And I think sometimes we get so focused on what our spouse is doing that we lose sight of who's actually going to do the doing at the end of the day anyway. And it's probably maybe even not you that's going to get through to them, certainly not with words. I mean, today's gospel, what a perfect example of Jesus talking about how a prophet is not, you know, respected in his own hometown, in his own home place, and couldn't do any miracles there. It's the same kind of deal. Sometimes the person within our own home is the most difficult person to try to reach with our own words, but our actions speak much louder than our words do. You know, I remember when, before I was Catholic, and Susie would try to talk to me about anything regarding the faith, you know, I could pretty much shut down that conversation. And that's really what I was intending to do. I wasn't intending to get her to see my point of view on something, or to, you know, I was really trying to just shut down the conversation
yep.
and be done with it. But, you know, she persevered. That's one thing that's really important. And she just didn't get in my face about things. She just worked on being the best example of Jesus to me that she could be. And that is ultimately what lured me into where I got. It was a combination of things, but that was probably the biggest factor, was her just being a disciple of Christ.
Yeah. I've been searching for a scripture passage here, and I want to share it because I think it speaks directly to what you're saying, Jack. And it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. For the unbelieving husband, now, you know, this has basically to do with marriage, and he's talking about... to the rest I say, not the Lord, that if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever and she consents to live with him, he should not divorce her. If any woman has a husband who is an unbeliever and he consents to live with her, she should not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is consecrated through his wife, and the unbelieving wife is consecrated through her husband. And then he goes on and says, but if the unbelieving partner desires to separate, let it be so, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then he says this in verse 16, wife, how do you know whether you will save your husband? Husbands, how do you know whether you will save your wife? And the question that he's asking there, and I've seen it stated a little differently in other translations, is that by staying with the unbelieving partner and giving good witness and good example, chances are that your unbelieving spouse will come to the Lord. And you live to see that be the case with yourself mm-hmm. in terms
That's
of
right.
Susie's witness and example. And my late husband came to see it by way of my own personal example during a very perilous time in our marriage where I thought the faith would separate us. But God, in his mercy and kindness, basically,
when you least expected
communicated
it.
Yeah.
And when you were probably at a time when you were doing the least to directly speak to him.
Well, yes, because the Lord told me to shut up.
Right.
And he did, literally, in my time of prayer. I said that we could accomplish this a whole lot faster if you would just get out of the way. And what he was saying, I mean, that was basically the way he put it to me. And the idea was just pray for him and be a good wife. And yeah, sometimes that was easier than other times. And I'm sure that that was the case with Susie. It was probably easier
for her to do that sometimes than
yeah,
others.
than other times, right?
I'm sure you can attest to that.
I'm just saying. I'm not giving away any family secrets here on the air today. But I mean, you know, none of us is. I always remind, what did Father Wade say at our wedding? You know,
lots
what is the definition of marriage? Your favorite definition of marriage that he said? What was it, Jack?
Is an imperfect man and an imperfect woman who absolutely refuse to give up on one another.
That's right. That's right. So I can testify to the world that I am imperfect, and probably it is sometimes. I know, don't tell anybody. I'm just sharing this with you, Jack, and all of my closest friends out there, right? But the fact of the matter is, you know, I am sure that there are moments when it's not easy to put up with me, especially, like, you know, when I'm late. Which I was today. We're down to one car because the truck is in the shop. So Jack had to come back from work to pick me up to bring me to the studio today because he gets here so early in the morning. And that was all fine. But I was 10 minutes later than I wanted to be for, you know, really not a very important reason, but it was important to me at the moment. But all of that being said, I am sure that I'm not easy always to put up with. And, you know, may I just say with charity of heart and true love.
That I'm not always the most patient person that ever lived.
Well, I'm so glad you understand that.
This is a results-oriented business, Jeanette.
Well, you do have to be on the air at a certain time. I get all that. Yeah. So all of that being said, the fact is, though, that when we choose in those moments, right, to exercise the virtue that God is trying to perfect in us, then, you know, we often give
a
better witness.
Now? Say that again. When you do what?
When we choose.
Oh!
To practice the
choose.
Virtue. Yes.
It's a choice.
It's a big word, isn't it? It really is a big word, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a choice. It's not an emotion. It's not something that happens automatically. You know, Church Pop, wouldn't it be funny if Church Pop was your next read?
Well, it's not. No, but I know what Church Pop has on it today. But
yeah,
this wasn't planned, I'm just saying.
It wasn't, but there is one of the articles on Church Pop right now at churchpop.com. If you haven't checked it out, you ought to. And you can actually have them send you a little email every morning, which I do, and they're very, very interesting. Very interesting topics. But today they have an article up there about how love is a choice in marriage.
Yeah.
And it is. Love's a choice, period. Love's an emotion.
No.
We think it's an emotion.
That's right. No. It's not an emotion. The emotion is something different. Oftentimes in our world today, the emotion is lust.
Yeah.
You know? And that the fact of the matter is that's only going to get you so far so long, right? But love itself is a choice. You're making a commitment to remain with this person, as the vows say, you know, for better or for worse, you know, when you're rich and poor and in sickness and in health, until death do you part.
Yeah.
You know, and we just play around with that too much today, like this notion of writing your own vows that mean absolutely nothing, that are so silly, are not going to get you through the tough times.
Hey, listen,
I'm
going to tell you something. If you want to have a good marriage, mm-hmm. and if you want to have a marriage that stands the test of time, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that you can do that will contribute more to that than come to the mutual understanding that we are in this until somebody dies.
That's right. That's right. And holding on to that.
Nobody should get out of a marriage alive.
That's right. Yeah. Get out of a marriage alive. That's exactly right. Right.
Yeah. So, and because I mean, I know that was the most valuable tool that Susie and I had in our marriage toolbox, is that we both had a complete understanding of what Holy Mother Church said was best for us in marriage.
Yes.
And it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you know that you've got, you know, it's kind of like locking two kids who are disagreeing about something in a room and telling them they can't come out until they solve the problem.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yes.
Look, it's not like we're getting out of this thing, so we better figure it out.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so once you enter into marriage with that mindset and you consistently rely on that mindset, you can generally work through just about everything, no matter how horrific it might be. And I do know of some cases where, you know, the couples were struggling greatly in their marriage, but they were able to make it through. Now, of course, we always bracket things like physical safety and, you know, that kind of a thing. But just in general, you know, oftentimes the reason why people get divorced today is just because they say, well, we fell out of love. Well, you don't fall into love and you don't fall out of love because it's a choice. So,
right.
Hey, listen, Jane is out there on YouTube. I want to recognize you, Jane. So happy that you're with us today. She says, good morning to you both. This is my first time running into your program, and I am glad I decided to watch. And we are too, Jane. And we'd be very, very happy if you, Jane, or anyone else would give us a call with a question. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We are here for you today. We're talking about marriage. That's what we do the first Monday of every month. It's the only day that Jack will give me in studio because he's such a busy man. But I am always grateful for it, Jack. Thank you so much.
You just got your Pittsburgh on there a little bit.
Did I?
You just made a two-syllable word out of man.
Oh, you know, he says that all the time. I don't think that's a Pittsburgh thing, though.
Oh, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Mayan?
I don't think it's Pittsburgh. I think it's more Southern.
Oh.
Southern accent adds syllables, lots of syllables to words.
Oh.
Have you noticed that?
Do you add lots of syllables, Rich Jesse? Yeah, he says
he does. Yes, because he's from the South.
He is.
Yeah, I think I picked it up down here. Yeah.
Yeah,
I could go Southern on if you want me to, but I think I'll save everybody from that.
Yeah,
well, I just want to say one of the other things I think that really helps a marriage is spending time together. Now, I just want to share with you that, you know, we're all busy people today, aren't we, Jack? We're all busy people. We can all be occupied with so many things. And I just want to tell you, I could be occupied 24/7 if I had the stamina to be able to withstand that kind of, that kind of a grueling schedule. But the fact of the matter is, I had my whole weekend lined up on what I was going to accomplish. And guess what we did? I put everything to the side. Because my husband wanted to take me to the movies. But he didn't take me to just one movie. We went to the movies twice, and then we watched two movies at home. Yeah. And I'll tell you, a really good movie to see that we had never seen. We watched it at home. I think it was on Prime or one of those. I don't know. It was on something. Yeah, and it's called Little Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, talk with them about Little Boy for a minute or two.
Many of you may be familiar with, as we're running down here, many of you may be familiar with Metanoia Films, which is the group that was formed by Leo Severino, Eduardo Verástegui, and Alejandro Monteverde, I think his first name's Alejandro Monteverde, who came together. They were sick of what they were having to tolerate in the film industry and in Hollywood. They're responsible for films like Bella, which is just amazing, Sound of Freedom, which had great success a couple years ago, and they have the new film coming out this Friday on Mother Cabrini.
Yes, which we're going to go see.
Yeah, which is going to be fantastic. And these films are absolutely phenomenal. And I have heard...
Well made.
I've heard both Leo Severino and Eduardo Verástegui in person. I've heard them say that their favorite film that they've done is Little Boy. So we watched it, and man, oh man.
It was good.
Bring some Kleenex to that movie,
folks. I'm telling you, yeah, it's true. It's just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful movie. We're going to be back telling you more about that movie, but also, too, I think a little bit of exciting news about the upcoming Cabrini movie that we saw the trailer for. Looking forward to hearing from you here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live. We love having holy conversation with you. Give us a call. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams here in studio with my husband, Jack Williams, today. It is the first Monday of the month. Every first Monday of the month, we have Monthly Marriage Monday, and we so enjoy hearing from you here. Your questions and your comments are important to us, and guess what? They're important to our other listeners as well. So we're inviting you to give us a call here. We've got that toll-free number for you if you're in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us today. Another way you can join us, too, is out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Chat feature is there for your use. We invite you to put a question or a comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in there, and we will be sure to address it. Don't delay. Call right away. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Fact of the matter is, when you wait too long, we can't get to you. You know, it's funny, like 10 minutes to the end of the show, boom, all of the lights light up on the board and everybody's calling in. We can't get to you if you wait. So if you have a question, give us a call right now. And we'll be very, very happy to entertain it. But we were talking about the movie Little Boy, and it was a beautiful, beautiful movie set at the during the time of the Second World War, and just a remarkable story of faith, I think. Would you say so, Faith?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, something that's even, I don't know really a ton about her, to be honest with you, even though she is the first American saint ever canonized.
Mother Cabrini you're talking about now.
Yeah, that's
right. You're switching gears.
Oh, what did you say? I'm sorry. I was reading the call. I was so shocked that someone called. I was reading the information on the call and
I caught you in that one, Jack.
What did you say?
I said the Second World War. The setting for Little Boy was the Second World War, and it was a remarkable story of the faith of a little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it the second? I think it was the First World War, wasn't it?
No, honey. It was the Second World War. Yeah, it involved the Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lovely.
Anyway, Let me just sum it up and say, if you want a very nice movie to watch, good movie, inspiring, uplifting, and yet, you know, you're going to cry a lot, Little Boy. It's out there, usually available on all of these streaming channels. So you can check it out. Okay, go ahead, Jack. What's next?
Well, let's go. Let's go. I always like to say that it's not an official show until we've gone to the Republic of Texas.
Oh, that's right.
So let's go to the Republic of Texas. Josh is a first-time caller just outside of beautiful Austin, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are y'all doing today?
Good. And there's your first-time caller, Bell, from Woo-hoo! Rich Jesse.
There it is.
I just wanted to tell a little bit of a story, kind of a comment, really. I heard y'all talking about how love is a choice, and, you know, I'm a convert to the faith, but for a long time I fell away from the faith. I even got married outside of the church in a civil union, and it ended horribly. But I found true love when I realized it was a choice with my now wife, who I got married in the church, and she has shown me that love truly is a choice. I struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder from the war in Iraq, and it's just been a real blessing to have her in my life. She is my queen, and I really appreciate y'all getting the message out there that love really is a choice. It's a never-ending choice that you just keep on making every day.
Well, first of all, Josh, I want to thank you so very much for your service to our country, for protecting our freedom. What a great, great tribute that is, and I am abundantly grateful for that. And I know how difficult post-traumatic stress disorder can be. My own son fought in the Iraq War and came home and was compromised in that very same way. And all of that being said, you know, what a wonderful testimony you're giving to your wife here on the program today, because we never know what the future holds for us, nor do we ever know what trials will come by way of marriage. But when we enter into it with the sacrament of matrimony, as you have experienced with your wife, those graces are there. And those graces can be called upon and they can be released. Heaven has them for us. But we do need to operate in them. So it takes a cooperation with the grace that is there for us. It sounds as though the two of you have been working so beautifully and harmoniously as man and wife, and for you to be able to say what you've said about her today is very encouraging for everybody listening. I'm so grateful for you.
You know, this is a great example of something that we should do more often, and that is we should honor our spouses. Like,
that's
we should
right.
physically, you know, you should tell the people you love that you love them, and you should honor the people that mean the most to you. You know, I remember when I was part of the evangelical campus charismatic ministry that I was part of in college, you know, we would have these meetings a couple nights a week, a couple hundred people in a lecture hall, and every once in a while, once a quarter or something, people would just raise their hand, and they would just, you know, usually their roommate, mm-hmm. Or we did have some married couples that were involved. And I remember once John Folks, wonderful man from Lexington, Kentucky, and he was married to his beautiful wife Diane, and everybody was honoring their roommates because we're in college, right? And that's what you're doing, whatever. And he stood up, he said, "I'd like to honor my roommate,"
his wife.
But that's something we need to do. You know, we take things for granted sometimes, and I think this is a beautiful, it's just a beautiful. Beautiful thing to do.
Yeah. You know, Josh, reminds me of something else too, and that is the fact that when we acknowledge, you know, the beauty and the wonder of our marriage, when we're really living it well, and we're talking about it from that vein and sharing, you know, our life with our spouse in that kind of a manner, we really become an edifying effect within the culture of the day that is so anti-marriage. So anti-marriage, it's even redefined it and trying to live it in different ways. But there's only one way to live it, and that's one man and one woman married for life, right? Open to the possibility of children. So when we give that kind of a witness and an example, and that's what we were talking about, in reference to, you know, couples, we can lead our spouse when we're giving a good witness. But when a couple is leading a good witness, we can lead the world we can lead everybody around us, and we raise the culture up just by virtue of that witness. So you and your wife are doing a good job, and God bless you. And I'll tuck you into my rosary, Josh, in a very special way, praying for you as you continue to move forward in the aftermath of what you experienced in Iraq.
Thank you so much. And if I could just make one recommendation to everybody out there, just stay close to the Holy Family and the Blessed Mother, and she will take care of you.
Amen to that one.
Absolutely. And this is the month dedicated by Holy Mother Church to St. Joseph that we have just started here in this month of March. And I'm not sure any member of the Holy Family points to the Holy Family more than Joseph does.
That's right. That's absolutely right. What makes you say that, Jack?
Well, it's just he was so unassuming, and so I think that's just kind of
protector, provider,
how he rolled.
That's right. And we see him. He doesn't say anything in Scripture, and he's mentioned just a few times. But every time he's mentioned, he demonstrates those three masculine charisms: protector, provider, and leader, and shows us the way. Josh, thank you so much. Really appreciate hearing from you today, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. What
you
a beautiful
call, it's interesting
call,
he should bring that up, because you just last week purchased individual wood carvings of the three hearts.
Yes, I did, and they're absolutely beautiful, and we're going to hang them. They're lovely wood and just beautifully carved.
And by we, you mean me, right?
Yes. Well, what I mean is I'll tell you how to hang them. And you can do the actual physical labor of making sure they go up that way. There are some things I'm not good at, friends. A whole list of them. One of them is hanging pictures and getting it where it should be. And anything mechanical, I have great difficulty and struggle with. So, you know, nails and hammers and things like that. It's best not to give them to me. Anyway, all of that being said, true confessions here. It always is. Monthly Marriage Monday is always about true confessions here. All of that being said, we want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. You know, I think that Josh has just given me a great idea, Jack. How about giving us a call to pay tribute to your spouse, to your husband, or to your wife? Is that a great idea?
That is a great idea.
I mean, it's just beautiful. I think it's a wonderful thing to do. And, you know, may I say this? You know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Jack, but you might be. And if you're a female listening, you know that women can get together and complain about their husbands. Yeah, they can. I don't know if men do the same thing. I have a feeling they might. But here's the fact of the matter. When we instead speak positively about our spouse, it in and of itself edifies the marriage. It changes our disposition of heart. I think oftentimes what we do is we look at all of the things that need to be improved about our spouse, as opposed to all of the beautiful things that our spouse does for us. Obviously, we're going to have ups and downs in married life. There's going to be seasons, and sometimes it gets a little rocky. But I think choosing to compliment a spouse in those difficult times, as well as talking positively about our spouse when we are engaged in conversation with our friends, helps for us to keep our eyes on the positive. And the more we do that, the less negative the negative seems.
I think that's absolutely that idea? Well, I think anything we can do to get outside of ourselves is going to be beneficial. Anything that we can do to make a donation of ourselves. You know, I heard it was part of the daily readings, I think one day last week maybe, Moses coming down from the mountain and, you know, finding, you know, everybody reveling around this molten calf that they had made, right? And he's coming down with the law of the life, you know, with the life of the law of God, written stone tablets carved by the finger of the creator of the universe, right? Who spoke everything that ever was, is, or will be into existence, right? And Moses comes down. He's been on this mountain for 40 days. He hasn't eaten or drank for 40 days. He traveled all the way up there. He's lugging these stone tablets all the way down there for these people, and they're having a big old party with this molten calf, right? So what is the first thing Moses does? What's the first thing he does when he sees all of this stuff going down?
What does he do?
He falls on his face and prays for those people.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think that's what I would have done. I'll be honest with you.
Well.
I would have knocked somebody over the head with those tablets is what I would have done probably.
It's entirely possible that could have happened.
Yeah. But that's not what he did.
No.
It's amazing stuff, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're speaking such a great truth there. It's moving. It really is moving. And I think that that's what happens is we, you know, just don't do that. We've got Tony out there. Tony is a first-time caller in Merced, California this morning. Good morning to you, Tony. There's
Good
our
morning,
bell for
Jeanette.
You. How are you?
I am well, thank you. It's lovely hearing you and Jack talk together. It's the first time I've heard this show.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you'll join us every monthly Marriage Monday, but I hope you'll continue to listen other times as well.
Yes. Usually it's just when I'm in the car, but I'm going to have to fix that.
Well, I'm glad. So tell us, Tony, what's going on?
You talked about honoring your spouse, and I can easily honor my husband, Michael. He's a cradle Catholic. And when we met in January of 85, he proposed to me in March, and we got married in October. The only thing he really wanted was to be married in the Catholic Church, and I was just like, okay, sure. I love you that much, and that choice. I love you that much. And I converted in 1988 because the first time we went to Mass together after several problems in our life, and he was injured, and then we had a brand new baby at the time, and I said, I need something more because he wasn't going to Mass. I wasn't going to Mass. I was looking for a church. And the usher walked us down to the front pew.
Oh, my goodness.
On crutches. Right? Every Catholic's terror. The front pew.
People avoid it like the plague.
But the priest himself brought communion to Michael.
Oh, how beautiful.
And that hooked me. That hooked me. In 1988, I converted, and now I'm the sacristan at the 10 o'clock Mass at our parish. And the man has so much honor and integrity and takes care of all of us, protector, provider, all of us. I just can't see myself in this world without him, and I hope I don't have to find out anytime soon.
Oh, boy, Tony, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful marriage you must have. I am so grateful for the way in which you have experienced the fullness of life through your husband. And by that, I mean, of course, not just the beauty and wonder of your life together, but the sacramental reality of it and the fullness of that in the church. You know, and I'll tell you, Father Pat Payton, his cause for canonization is opened. I think he's a venerable at this moment, but he said the family that prays together stays together. And if you want glue in your marriage, you know, we heard from Josh, and he talks about the Holy Family and our Blessed Mother, and you talking about the reality of faith, you know, bringing the two of you as man and wife together in such a beautiful way. There's the recipe right there, right, Jack?
But I'm going to, that and the front pew. That front pew will get you every time, man.
It's very true. I'll tell you what, both you and Josh together have gotten to my husband because those of you out there on YouTube or Facebook can see he was just wiping his eyes. He's a very sensitive man. He had tears in his eyes.
Well,
what a beautiful thing.
You had a front pew experience.
I had a front pew experience. That's exactly right.
I'm going to give some insights to some people who may not know this.
Okay.
There are kneelers in the front pew, too. There are.
Amazing.
Yeah. But you got raced up to a front pew against your will once.
Yes, I did. Through a friend who had inspired me to want to have a closer relationship with the Lord. I was born and raised Catholic, but in my college years fell away, and in my young adult years, you know, remained fallen away. But 10 years after, you know, I graduated from college, she helped me to come into back to the church. It was actually 9 years. Come back to the church by way of the Charismatic Renewal, and we walked into that church, and down front we went. And oh boy, I was zapped by the Holy Spirit between the back of the church and the front. And oh my goodness, hang on to your hat. Life has never been the same.
Awesome.
It is awesome. Oh, beautiful, Tony. Thank you so very much for sharing with us today.
Thank you, too, for sharing with us, because I have agreed with everything you've said.
Oh, thank you.
And tell your husband good job out of him.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, I do. I tell him, and I will again.
Oh, that's beautiful. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You just heard from Tony. Again, Tony, thank you so much. Josh, thank you so much. We still have a little bit of time. You can still call in, or you can put a question there in the chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We'll be sure to try to get to you before the end of the program. But it is true, isn't it? When we open ourselves up to the beautiful reality of the person that we've married, and we look at all of the ways in which God's blessed us through that person, it's kind of hard to, you know, ignore those beautiful, beautiful realities.
Yeah, we should try to flip the script a little bit. I think more often than not, you know, we tend to judge other people more harshly than we judge ourselves internally, and sometimes we need to kind of spin that around a little bit. And
yeah. Well, you know, here's a factoid, too. I don't know, friends, if you've ever experienced this in yourself, but I sure have. You know, I'm not the best self-observer. You know, I'm not the best. I don't really have, you know, all of the time, some of the times very much so. But there are moments when I'm not really, you know, kind of standing outside of myself and looking. And we have to do that. Because if we don't do that, we are never, ever going to grow in virtue. And if we don't grow in virtue, we're not going to be perfected. And if we're not going to, and if we're not perfected, we're going to spend time somewhere else getting perfected in purgatory. Hopefully we'll even get that far, right? So the fact of the matter is, we do want to be good self-observers. So when we find ourselves irritated at somebody, a good question to ask is, why is that irritating me? Do I operate out of that same thing? Or what is it in me that is not allowing for the fact that, you know, this is not going the way that I want it to go? It's always a question
that's
we
something,
have to ask.
That is something that you, the part of that that I think is so important is that you really have to take that upon yourself.
Yeah.
You have to make a choice. How about choices?
Yeah.
It's been Choices Monday. You have to make a choice to take that upon yourself, because you can't assume that someone else, especially your spouse, is going to point that out to you. And quite frankly, I'm not sure it's a good idea for your spouse to be getting in the habit of regularly pointing those things out to you. That's not good.
Well, no, it isn't good. So, I don't know how that can be corrected if we're refusing to look at it. Although it is helpful in a very charitable way to take fraternal correction from our spouse. You know, I mean, St. Paul tells us, you know, if you see somebody that's messing up, you got to let them know. But we do it charitably. We don't do it in anger. We don't do it with spite. We don't do it in any other way. Let's get to Rose. Rose is out there. Buffalo, New York, Station of the Cross is the way. She is with us. Hey, Rose.
Hi. I really felt like I needed to call. I listened to, like, the whole show, and I'm like, oh, I really need to call and just comment. For 10 years, and my marriage has been hard at best. And I just really realized that I am the problem.
Oh.
That I am the one that, you know, I think I did a lot of things to my husband that I didn't realize. I was really hurting him, mm-hmm. and really just thinking that I was helping when really I was just making him feel worse and worse about himself. And you know, it came to a head a couple weeks ago, and I said some really hurtful things that I never realized would actually hurt him as deeply as they did. And I decided then and there that I am not going to be that wife anymore.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I read a really great book. It's called The Care and Feeding of Husbands. And I read it in like a day. And it really basically just tells you, you know, just to appreciate your husband and like realize, you know, I just got caught up, like you had said before, got caught up in the, well, he doesn't help me with this, and he doesn't help me with that, and he doesn't. And I didn't think, like, well, what does he do for me? He goes to work and just works tirelessly without complaint so I can stay home with our four kids. He's given us a house. He gives us food and shelter, and he gives me love whenever I allow him to give me love, clearly, because I wasn't doing a very good job being a wife, and he just tirelessly does it all. So just be good to your husbands, ladies.
Oh, my goodness, Rose. I can't think of a better call to finish the show with today. Thank you so much. And I just want to encourage you, and I want to congratulate you. It is not easy to say, hey, I'm the problem.
That's good advice for husbands and wives.
That's absolutely true. Rose, what a beautiful, beautiful call. What a beautiful woman of grace you are. You continue to follow that desire of your heart and see what happens in your marriage. It's going to be spectacular. It's great having you with us today, Rose. Thank you, all of you, for listening today on this Monthly Marriage Monday. Jack and I, God willing, will be back with you next month. I'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless you now. Bye-bye.